Free Talk Live, launching here into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, we got to get back to the justice system chat if we get a chance. I know we interrupted that to take Don's call, and thank goodness we did, because it was a great call. And it took us through the entire, almost the entire last hour, talking about clothing styles and whether or not Free Talk Live was perhaps a little too dismissive of at least one particular type of style. But let's go to Dave in Montana to start things out here. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Dave in Montana, are you there? Going once for Dave in Montana. Going twice. Guess not. Yeah, we'll try him back if he comes back later. 800-259-9231. How about James in Louisiana? Let's try James. James, are you there? Maybe our board op is not there. Board op is something. It's on a bathroom break or something like that. Hey, who is this?
This is James from Louisiana.
James, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Nothing much. I just wanted to express my envy for Brandon on Saturday night.
Your envy for Brandon. Well, yeah. Who is Brandon? Oh, yes, Brandon, the guy who called. We spent an hour with him on the phone. He had an issue with what sounded like some kind of an anxiety attack situation, and we, you know, brought some people on that had some things to say to him, and I thought it was a fairly productive hour. And I your thoughts, James, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I can kind of feel where he's coming from. Like, I have sort of the same thing. You know, anxiety sometimes, but hey.
And how would you describe it? I mean, is it similar to where what he was having, where he's in a public place and he's just trying to go about his normal business of maybe buying something at the grocery store, and then these feelings just start coming up of fearful kind of sensations? How would you describe it?
Yeah, well, maybe not necessarily in the store scenario, but when I was younger, it was kind of like, it happened more in school than anywhere else.
I knew someone who had terrible anxiety problems, and it was messing up this person's professional life because it required this person to make public appearances. It can be really debilitating. You know, when you're working on your own, maybe you're doing woodworking or working in your own shop or that sort of thing. It's one thing, but even then, you know, all social situations mix into business, and that's tough. Now, how old are you now?
Well, I'm 29 now.
Yeah. So, have you found a way to deal with this, or are you still having problems with it? What do you do when you run into this?
Well, I really just kind of deal with it. And I mean, I've never really been to a doctor for it. I just kind of talk myself through it.
Do you ever get? See, this person would get angry. She would sort of lash out with anger, and I know this has already been covered on Saturday night, but it you know, for people who are just, you know, hearing about it, did you ever feel like your responses would be inappropriate, and you'd have to apologize for them later on, and it would complicate things further, or would you withdraw and pull away? Because there are two different directions people can go. One tends to lead towards almost passive aggressive behavior and almost bipolar condition in some cases, because people get so depressed about it.
Right. Now that come to think of it, I did when I was younger, like elementary school, and even up to when after high school, I did, but I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I guess I thought about it for a long time, and I just stopped doing that. But now,
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, it sounds at least that you're able to get through it and get the things accomplished that you need to get accomplished. And I guess that's certainly, it sounds like you're in a better situation than Brandon was from that perspective. I'm curious, how about the affirmation suggestion that was given by one of our callers on Saturday night? I thought that was a particularly good suggestion, wherein instead of thinking negative thoughts or thinking about fear and worry and things like that, he shifts his thoughts to things that are positive in the future, and, you know, positive, a bright future, and, you know, what you want to create with your life and that sort of thing. Have you done anything like that?
I have on occasion, but a lot of times I just kind of ignore a situation. Like if I feel like I don't want to deal with the situation, I just kind of block it out.
Does that get in your way of getting something, certain things done? Yeah, because I mean, you know, there's an avoidance response that some people have. Is it over on that line, or is it something that you can sort of block it out momentarily and then return to something if the need requires in life that you've got to handle it?
Sure. I can, you know, I can kind of avoid it, and I can, you know, still move on.
Okay.
In life.
Right. Okay. Right.
Well, maybe think about trying the affirmations. I mean, I think that trying those is a lot more affordable than going to a psychologist, as some others had suggested, because I do them every day. And whenever I have negative thoughts, I make an effort to shift away from them. It's a constant process for me. So it's worth a shot, perhaps. Anything else on your mind tonight, James?
Yeah, sure. I wanted to also say that over the Thanksgiving weekend, I drove over 400 miles without the state-issued permission card, and it was great.
And you didn't get pulled over?
Not at all, and no accidents, nothing.
Excellent, sir.
The car stayed together.
I would love to see more people doing things like freedom to travel, civil disobedience in the future, and I think that the best place, of course, is here in New Hampshire, where we can get more people together who are of that particular mindset, because that's not a tough one to sell to people, the idea of just traveling freely without the government permission slip, because they get all scared thinking that somehow having that government permission slip actually does something to keep dangerous drivers off the roads. And I don't know what they base that on, because anybody that's actually been on the roads knows that the government permission slip doesn't keep dangerous people off of the roads at all.
No, I think it might keep them, some of them, off some of the time.
As long as a dangerous person can get a key to a car, they can get behind that wheel and drive it. There's no way that the government permission slip would ever stop someone who was that.
You don't think it's a negative deterrent to somebody who might otherwise drive poorly to sort of shape up a little bit?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't really think that there is. James, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, just kind of back on the style topic.
Mm.
I just want to make it clear that I'm not only discriminating against certain people that have this, for lack of a better term, yo-boy look. I also don't really care much for the, you know, the whole spooky look, as Julia calls it, the, you know, the goth look. Yeah. So we just happen to be talking about a rat video, which is why I made those comments. I just want to make it clear that, you know, I have other opinions on other looks.
And it is interesting. Oh, sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
I was just thinking about.
Now I pissed off all the goth listeners.
High school. And this is when cliques mattered the most. And I think that they certainly begin to matter less and less as time goes by, unless you're. And you know, you're some kind of you know, you're in the music industry, and then it matters because you're selling music to people who are in these cliques back in high school. But I remember this kid who wore slacks and a starched shirt and a tie every day to school. Mm-hmm. This is how I dressed for a decade while working, you know, in radio. Ian, you saw me, you know, often. But I never would have dressed that way in high school. And I think that there's...
you'd have been a total dork.
Right. And, you know, I don't know this. I don't know this kid, but that's what he kind of looked like to me from the outside. I don't know him. But, you know, I think that there's different times and places for these things. However, I find myself feeling similarly to you. I often look at these styles that... you know, and I think to myself, I want to set myself apart by my personality. I don't want to set myself apart by my dress. And I feel that it's a poor substitute for having a real personality is how I feel when I see these things.
Many of them are, I feel, trying to fit into it, like you say, a clique, a certain group.
Yeah.
They want to be different from everybody else, but at the same time, they're in a way conforming to the social norms of that particular group.
There was a great term that I read in a book one time, the conformity of rebellion. You got to be different and fit in with all the other people who are trying to be different in that group. Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I have some more thoughts on style and the idea of reaching out with a liberty message to certain people in certain cliques or groups. I want to hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. You may bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site free. They include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours at freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside of your search. Start that 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so we'll continue the conversation here briefly, and then we'll get right back into your calls about this issue that was brought up on our comments, particularly in regards to a certain style of clothing, a certain look that people have, that young white guys kind of use, basically, that what's the word I'm looking for? They promote themselves with, because when you look in a certain way, you're looking to attract a certain type of other person, right? I mean, it's just kind of the way things are in the animal kingdom in general, right? The way you present yourself is going to affect who it is that is attracted to you. And the people with the yo boy look are going to attract a certain type of woman. There are women that are very interested in guys that look like yo boys. Similarly, we were talking about the goth style look as well, which is another one that I find particularly silly. And that's coming from somebody who, when I was in high school, I wore a pentagram around my neck, and I think I had a trench coat back then. I know I definitely wore a trench coat at some point.
Because I find myself looking at the goth style, and I sneer, but I think it's because I came from that. Like, I've grown so much beyond that, you know, I find it petty and silly. But, you know, I'm not giving myself any room or those other people any room. You know, those people deserve the same room to grow that I did.
Yeah, I hedge my bets on these things, if you want to call it bets. But, you know, I sort of walk the line, as Johnny Cash might say, because you sit there and you say, yeah, I think we all have these gut reactions to seeing certain things, especially if something's been around for a long time. Yeah, on the one hand, I'm sort of like, cool that, you know, that flavor is still continuing. You know, that theme is still going on. Punk lives, goth lives, you know, hip hop is huge, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you're sort of like, can't you think of something new? And then the older people are like, I don't like what's new. And then at the same time, as we're talking with Don a little bit earlier.
But the rap boy, yo boy look is new, and I don't like that either.
Well, that's the thing. But
really, I just
new,
don't.
But
it's new compared to punk.
But it's an affectation. Yeah, that's true. But what gets me about it, I don't know how you feel about it, Mark, but, you know, I sit there and I have this, I have this gut reaction where it's, you know, I'll see something like, you know, I might occasionally be like, oh, man. But if I'm at a show, if I'm at the Damned or something like that, and I see somebody walking in with a big old tall mohawk, I'm like, hey, yeah, cool, man. All right. So it's a strange sort of deal. And as you said, you know, we don't want to alienate anybody from the freedom movement, which is so important to us to be able to say, hey, man, you know, we're very accepting of all sorts of different tastes and everything. But, you know, you can't help sometimes when you see something, you just like, no.
I would like to hope at least that I'm fairly accepting of things like this. I mean, recently we had the 420 celebrations going on here on a daily basis in Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do the show. And there were some people out there that I otherwise would not associate with, you know, simply because they have a certain look that just, you know, it's just not attractive to me.
But that was my whole point on that particular bit of activism, was that it was in fact drawing the wrong kind of people in the wrong kind of outfit.
So now you're saying they're the wrong kind of people?
In that particular instance, I mean, what is the biggest concern of people they see marijuana legalization? When they think about marijuana legalization.
You mean it was reinforcing a stereotype?
It was reinforcing a stereotype.
People. Well, that's interesting because, you know, there are these stereotypes. When I was a kid, we used to drive through Milford, New Hampshire, and they have the Milford Oval, and my mom would say, oh, look, there are the hippies. I was like 4 years old, and I thought hippies were just dirty, you know, scuzzy people. And, of course, John Lydon said, never trust a dirty, rotten, stinking hippie.
I don't know why he would say that. But
yeah,
okay.
You know, but now I've met a lot
it's
of people.
It's just the dirty, stinky ones.
The dirty, stinky ones, the patchouli ones. You know,
I keep myself clean. I don't know. I don't know if I could be described as a hippie. I use drugs.
That's
sometimes.
The thing. You know, I'm talking to some people now, and you know,
I believe in peace.
Former hippies, and they're libertarians. Whatever. So I sort of couch it all, and it's like, look, you know, everybody's got his own personality just because he looks.
I'm all for whatever. I just think that you wear the right outfit to get the right result, and I don't think. That,
you don't sound very accepting now, Mark, because a moment ago you were talking about being accepting to people, and now you're saying the 420 celebrations attracted the wrong type. And what I was trying to explain
was, I think I'm being 100% clear on this, Ian. I believe that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. However, I believe that people judge books by their covers.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to do something, you should wear the proper cover. So, if you're going to have a pot protest, maybe you should consider the leaving the hippie gear, the punk rock gear, or yeah, the long hair heavy metal gear at home. Just saying.
So, for the effect that you're trying to achieve in getting mainstream America to accept you, try to look a little more mainstream.
Look like what they want people to look like.
Yeah, well, okay, now I'm going to disagree with you on this because it's always bugged me when the politicos have said, hey, if you want people to take you seriously, you need to be wearing a suit and a tie.
That's because you don't want to buy a suit, you cheapskate.
It's because it's not my style, Mark. And so I'm not interested in putting myself in a suit and tie.
If
people can't take my message seriously without being in a suit and tie, to hell with them. And I would think the same people that are wearing these looks that maybe we don't necessarily agree with would also say something like, well, if you don't want to take me seriously and I'm looking like this, to hell with you too.
Yes,
and
I understand that completely.
And I think it's I'm fine with that particular perspective. And I don't begrudge anybody for wearing what the hell they wanted to wear to smoke pot in Central Square. The point I wanted to make about that was I was out there amongst people who I would normally not choose to spend my free time with. And it was fine, you know. We socialized okay, and we hung out there. And
I went out there too. I didn't get mauled by their dogs or anything. I mean, nothing bad happened to me. I just wanted to say
I was able to interact with them. It's not like I had a bias against them or in any way are overtly discriminatory towards them. It's just that it's exactly what you're saying, Mark, that when you look a certain way, you will attract a certain type of person. You may be the most intelligent individual. However, if you
may be the best qualified person for the position that you're running for in the political process. However, if you're not in a suit, your ass isn't getting elected.
Whatever, Mark. Like I said, I'm not going to wear the suit.
I know you're not. And you don't care about getting elected.
No, I don't. However, even if I did, I still wouldn't wear the damn suit because I would hope that people would be listening to the message and not, the person's dress. But if what you're saying is people are so shallow that they'll only vote for somebody who's in a suit, then we got real problems. You know, we've got big problems.
We do have big problems with our electoral process. I don't think any of us are claiming that we don't.
So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. When you choose to adopt a certain look, you are also choosing to adopt the types of people that will be attracted to that look, and you're also choosing to kind of push away certain other people who aren't necessarily attracted to that look. It's just what goes with the territory. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, whether Free Talk Live should comment on our opinions on such things, that's really the ultimate question. If we're asked, we're going to be honest with you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
Agard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. Shrine of Female Listeners are the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Does public policy float your boat? Learn about public policy by interning in a state or federal policy organization. Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program includes an opening in the week-long policy seminar, a 8-week paid summer internship, and a closing seminar, and weekly policy lectures. Choose from 70 organizations in D.C. and state networks all across the nation, think tanks. And the program includes a stipend and a housing allowance. You can apply by January the 31st at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, let's go to your calls. Dave is in Montana, and we're going to try him a second time. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, you hear me now?
There you are. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
You're really in our chat room, aren't you?
Yeah.
Dave.
I don't know how to type, so I had my son typing for me, but he left, and it takes me too long to answer. And by the time I'm done writing three words, it's like everybody talked a whole bunch already.
Practice makes perfect, Dave, when it comes to the typing thing. That's for sure. By the way, the Free Talk Live chat room is chat.freetalklive.com.
All right, go ahead with... Hmm? Would there ever be a time where a chat room you could talk, you know, like through the
computer? Like a vocal in a mic chat?
Yeah.
There are things like that that exist. We do not have one on our website, but it would be possible to go and do something like that. I think that some of the Free Talk Live listeners used to organize their own little voice chat things that they did together. Anyway, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the treatment that the rich get, man. This Woods thing, man. It's making me puke, man. If I didn't report an accident that cost over $250, they'd give me a ticket and everything. If I told the state trooper to go away, I don't feel like answering questions now about that accident. They'd have a SWAT team at my house in an hour.
Yeah.
And I think we put up with it, and we shouldn't. Right? It's crap that we put up with, that these people get to do whatever the heck they want only because that they could make the government spend a lot of money bringing them to court because they know that that Woods dude got a lot of money. So
I think they just
respect him. It shows that our whole system is BS, man, and you buy your justice.
That's true, and I think there's a couple of perspectives to look at this from. Number one is that, yes, the rich people can afford lawyers, and poor people certainly can't, so that gives them a very big advantage right off the bat.
But that's not justice, man,
no,
that you can't afford it. The justice is in the truth of the matter and what went down, not how much money you spend.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm just making an observation about something. And
I can't understand how we put up with it. And
we put up with it. Well, what are we supposed to do? Are you ready to stop paying property taxes?
I don't own property.
Okay, so are you ready
to pay property taxes?
Yeah.
I found a way all around all that are bull crap. See, they don't like reaching down to the bottom of the barrel because it hurts when you got to get up on that barrel and reach down low. So I kind of just stay below all their radar, and they leave me alone. I get all my taxes back and everything.
What else are you supposed to do? I mean,
the whole system is like if you try to make yourself successful and rich, you're going to have to be paying everybody off. You're going to have to put up with your no good rules and everything. So the way I do it, I don't want to be rich and successful, man. I just want to be a happy dude and an American dude that when he sees freedom disappearing, he jumps up and down and screams a lot.
Hey, well, Dave, I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, Dave, I was going to say, you know, your observations, I think, probably have a lot of resonance with a lot of people. They see the Kennedy family getting away with all sorts of crap here and there. You know, in this instance, Tiger Woods, hey, we don't know. Maybe he's really well-respected in his community. Maybe it's because he's very wealthy. He's a star. He's well-respected for his sports thing, and people are fans of his. Or, you know, maybe just the circumstances. Who knows? I think you make a great point yourself. If it had been you, it probably would have been a totally different story.
Absolutely.
But I think what this does is hopefully, as you say, you know, why do we, or, you know, why do some people put up with this? Hopefully we can start to at least pose some questions in people's minds to say, look, there are a bunch of different standards. Justice is not blind. Justice has a lot to do with connections and the efficiency of a system, expenses, the type of person you seem to be, all these different types of things, and it's not blind. So then you say to yourself, what is the alternative? To me, I would like to see an alternative that actually answers the society's interests rather than political and special interests, which would be a free market justice system. And to explain that to people takes a little bit of time, but this is a good way to start people in that direction, to say, hey, question the way the state operates, man. It doesn't operate with this supposed blind justice that you think. It's a big sham. Dave, your final thoughts. Go ahead.
My final thought, I was just looking at the chat, and this guy says, yeah, insurance companies and Tiger Woods are working together to keep us down. The insurance companies, this guy here, or KDUS, or their CUDs, he could chew his CUD. But the insurance companies are going to force you to buy their product, you idiot. They're like a Nazi, man. And if you don't buy their product, they're going to put you in jail.
Back where I come from.
This is happening in America, man.
Hey, Dave, do they have the mandated insurance over in Montana? Down in Florida, you had to buy insurance for your car.
Well, every state is like that.
Not in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Certainly the insurance companies are influential and powerful and tied in with government at almost every level, but not at the state level in New Hampshire.
And we should remind people, it is not the insurance companies that should be looked at as the demons. These guys are simply taking advantage of a demonic creation, which is government. They are taking
advantage of this
to gain... Yeah, exactly.
It's the state and the power over
ownership of the roads and things like that.
That is absolutely the root of the problem. One of the other things I wanted to point out about the idea that certain people get better treatment by the so-called justice system... clearly rich people have access to attorneys. They probably already have one, so it's not hard for them to get a better shake. But also people like Tiger Woods and celebrities, because you've got rich people and then you've got celebrities, which are much more noticeable. I mean, if the average rich person goes into the system, they're not going to get the newspaper articles and the stuff like that. But the celebrities will. And so that's one of the reasons why you have the courts and the justice system going easy on celebrities typically. And that's, I mean, look at, you know, Dionne Warwick, Snoop Dogg, all kinds of people, you know, have gotten an aid.
It's also why the courts generally never get to see them. In this case, they won't see Tiger Woods because the humans have a highly developed sense of rank, and they know which humans are better than them and which ones aren't and all that kind of thing. And the fact is, your average cop, even if it's not Tiger Woods, if it's you pick the celebrity, if they've heard their name, they're going to give them a more deference.
It could be that. I'm sure that's a factor.
I'm sure it's a huge factor.
But at the same time, I think something else that may be going on that's either unspoken or just something that happens that maybe people aren't maybe that consciously aware of it, is that the justice system is essentially, as Mark Stevens points out in Adventures in Legal Land, a public relations scam, essentially. They're covering for violence. That's what the whole justice system is. It's just a big cover, an elaborate ruse to make people disconnect them from the violence of the system as much as they can, to make it look legitimate. You know, hey, yeah, we're putting this person in a cage for however many years, but that's just what we do. There's the law and this and that. They've got all manner of things that cover for their violence. But if they were to do something awful like they do to most people, to Paris Hilton when she gets a DUI, then people would probably start to get outraged, because people pay attention when Paris Hilton gets a DUI, or when Tiger Woods is attacked by his wife with a golf club, or whatever the heck it is that went on in that situation. But if they were to mete out the same punishments that average people get, then the system would start to look a whole lot more tyrannical to people who aren't normally paying attention to the horrific things they do to the average person. So that's one of the reasons why people like Paris Hilton or Tiger Woods or whoever else, the other celebrities, would get a break. Because, well, they don't want it to look that bad when they're getting attention paid to their system in the news. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL,
you are paying way too much.
It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider.
DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up.
Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET.
That's 1-866-2-GET-NET.
Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know, because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, we would like you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Tis the season to be doing some shopping, so why bother going to the stores and dealing with the parking lots and the traffic and all of that frustration when you can just get it done at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll get the products you're looking for, most likely, and brand new or used in many cases. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items. And you can feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, we'll start things out with Tristan in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Tristan? Tristan? Maryland?
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to weigh in on the you were talking about earlier about how the people dressing differently make it sort of cause people to judge you by their cover.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is all the whole idea about people, even within the libertarian movement, getting all prudish about how people dress really bothers me, because if you're a libertarian, you believe in self-ownership and you know, life and liberty. Well, then that means you have the right to dress however you want.
Sure. Who's being prudish?
Exactly. I mean,
No. Who was being prudish? I mean, was it someone on this show, or are you just saying you've heard that people have been prudish?
Well, I mean, in the chat room and people, and in the chat room, maybe people being kind of critical about how people are being dressed, and also the caller who had previously weighed in about it, quote unquote, not being appropriate. Dude, I thought we were about individual liberty.
You know, I don't think that, we can be about individual liberty, but, you know, there's a reason that people judge books by their covers. Because if you went to the bookstore and you just grabbed any old book because you weren't going to judge them by their covers, then you may get a book that's good for you, and you may not get a good book that's good for you. And, you know, like the way that people judge based on the way you look, A, you can't do anything about it. The only thing you can do is dress differently. And, so there's no way you can control that other person except by sort of conforming, if that's what you wish. And, I think that it's a view of the world that doesn't work. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to hang up now and let you guys talk about it.
Well, you're welcome to stay on and comment.
That's just all I wanted to say.
Okay,
so,
thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I don't think that... Because I own me, I can dress any way I want. But because you own you, you can decide anything about how I dress, and that's all up to you. So for me to get to wear a pair of scuba flippers, a clown nose, and stick a plunger in my butt, and then expect people not to judge me on how I'm dressed, I think it's absolutely ludicrous. They're going to judge me on how I'm dressed.
They say don't judge a book by its cover, but they invest a lot of money in designing those covers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can't help it. It's a human tendency.
It's all right. I mean, yeah. there are a lot of people out there, and you can only spend time with so many of them, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I don't, this was something I wanted to get in the earlier conversation, but I decided to leave it alone, is you have no right to a person's judgment. You have no right to them treating you equally, sort of in their daily life. Mm-hmm. If a store owner decides that he wants to treat you differently, as far as I'm concerned, that's his right, whether it's due to your color, due to the funny hat you're wearing, due to the whatever it is, whatever reason he wants, that should be his reasoning. Now, I would, when it comes to color, these sort of sexual preferences and things, I think that that's inappropriate. But if somebody wants to keep people that dress a certain way out of their store, I don't have as big of a problem with that.
Just a quick comment, because your insight there brings up opens up a window to a larger point, something we were talking about off the air. We have this common conversation at the Liberty Conspiracy in our forums about libraries. And one of our forum commenters and a person who contributes at our website, I turned one of his written blogs into an audio blog for all our listeners so that they can take it with them, listen in their cars, whatever. They don't have to be stuck in front of the computer to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about libraries, about how libraries can libraries versus free markets, how markets can cater to more of society's interests, and libraries just can't. They can't devote the shelf space in proportion to what societies want. And
private libraries could.
Yeah, private libraries could, exactly.
They do exist.
They do, exactly. I should say government libraries, exactly. You know, our general assumption of what the library typically
right.
is. So, and what's interesting here is you take what Mark is saying and you apply that to private property owners and their judgments regarding to whom they will cater regarding race or any prejudices they have. And as Mark said, they own their own thoughts. They can do whatever they want. They own their property, and no one has a claim on their thoughts or their property or their preferences. The minute we start doing that, we open a Pandora's box for the state to interfere and do things that are immoral and unethical. And so one of the questions that was posed in this forum question by a man who posts as Copernicus, he was in Vancouver, and he said, well, you know, your argument in favor of the markets is great, but at my library in Vancouver, it's the only place I can find Hayek and other free market writers. They have them in the library. They don't have them in the bookstores in Vancouver.
Amazon.freetalklive.com.
That was my initial answer, Amazon. And I said, but, you know, that's a very quick and simple answer. The market provides, but maybe I should go a little further into it. So I said, look, I understand some people feel anxious, or they might feel anxiety about, here's the anxiety thing we're talking about again, but they might feel anxious about the idea that unless the government takes someone's money, a certain type of tiny minority won't be covered. So for example, this person happened to say that, well, unless government takes money, the free market argument won't be represented, which is an ironic circular logic. But
that there's a lot of that fear out there.
Yeah, there is that fear. And I said, look, if you go into a Borders bookstore, you've got magazines, everything from crocheting to tattooing,
right.
walking and horror movies to porn. You know, I mean, it's all there. And we can't say that the tiniest little minorities will be represented in the proportions that the people in that minority group would want. But based on the profit motive, entrepreneurs find ways to cater to people in ways the government simply can't. And a great example of it is the cereal on your supermarket shelf, or the stuff to make lunches in your supermarket versus school lunches. Case closed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the key thing. People might have prejudices against a black person, a Hispanic person, a white French guy. I don't know. And they might not want to cater to him. But the market has an incentive to cater to that person,
sure.
to open up to as many people as possible.
I want all the yo boys coming in and buying bongs for my bong shop.
Yes. The customer is essentially non-competing in that way.
All right, so toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can comment on this or anything you want. Let's go to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Gerd. What's up, guys?
Hey, Todd. What's on your mind tonight? Hey. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you guys were paying attention to what was on Fox News at least a few days ago, but Ed Begley Jr., the green activist, or, you know, a moron of an actor, came on Your World with Neil Cavuto, and he made a complete fool of himself on the show when he was confronted with, and you guys remember what happened last week when that hacker came out?
Yeah,
you know,
stealing
the emails. About,
yeah.
Well, he came on basically saying peer-reviewed studies. Those are the key words. You know, I think the science is very clear on global warming. And Stuart Varney was actually telling him, "So you're saying that the debate is not over? You're saying that the debate is not over?" And he goes, "Well, I think that the debate is clear. You know, it's out in the scientific community. Read peer-reviewed studies.
Hey, just
all you need to do.
It sounds
don't
to me
get
like
it from me, you're mean.
Right, right. It sounds to me like, you know, just he's mastered the art of propaganda. If you just keep repeating the same falsehoods over and over again, with enough.
All he's doing, Ian, is citing chapter and verse from his green holy Bible, for crying out loud. I mean, this guy is basically so willing to believe that peer-reviewed studies are the be-all and end-all of proving that global warming is existing, that this whole theory has at least some legs to it. And, you know, the problem with peer-reviewed studies is that they're prone to misinterpretation. They're flawed. They're faulty. You know, and a lot
plus,
of times,
if your peers are actually, if your peers are actually the ones that are reviewing them, then maybe your peers won't be reviewing them too carefully.
And if you lie in the study, and you put in false data.
And who's doing the peer-reviewed studies?
Thanks, Todd, for the calls and the thoughts tonight. I appreciated the call and the thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 is on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.